All right, first thoughts. My first thought is it's really cold outside. That is my first thought. Yeah, 11 below, that's where we started, and a brief venture to 10 below, but minus 11. Today in history, it's January 20th, obviously the 20th day of the year. And in 1885, on this day, the roller coaster was patented by LaMarcus Adna Thompson. In 1937, FDR became the first president inaugurated on January 20th, used to be March 4th. 1947, on this day, Baseball Hall of Famer Josh Gibson died at the age of 35 by belting nearly 800 career homers. He became known as the Babe Ruth of the Negro Leagues. In 1958, this is the day Elvis received his draft notice ordering him to serve in the U.S. Army. A lot of inaugurations on this day. President Trump's second one was a year ago today. He's off to Europe, marking the occasion. Meanwhile, also 1961, John F. Kennedy sworn in as the 35th president of this country.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
One of the more historic, one of the more noteworthy lines ever in anybody's inauguration. Also in 1980, this is the day President Carter announced the U.S. Olympic team would not take part in the Summer Olympics in Moscow. The move was announced to protest the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. This also the day in 1981 when Ronald Reagan was inaugurated, but it's also the day that the remaining 52 hostages in Iran were released, ending 444 days in captivity. A broadcasting note, during the Iranian hostage crisis, Ted Koppel's Nightline started, and then it continued long after that. All right. Also in 1984, actor and Olympic swimmer Johnny Weissmuller died at the age of 79 on this day. He's best remembered for his role as Tarzan. This is the day in 1993, actress Audrey Hepburn died at the age of 63. She starred in several popular films, including Breakfast at Tiffany's and My Fair Lady. Breaking Bad debuted on AMC on this day in 2008. And this is the day in 2022 that singer and actor Meatloaf died at the age of 74. And our morning devotion from Brennan Manning, day 16 of our 19 Mercy Spiritual Retreat, day 16 of the 19. This is Christ in the person next to you. In the winter of 1947, the Abbe Pierre, a modern apostle of mercy to the poor of Paris, found a young family in the streets, homeless, almost frozen to death. He scooped them up and brought them back to his little dwelling, which was already filled with other vagrants. He had no place to put them, so the Abbe Pierre went into the chapel, removed the Blessed Sacrament from the tabernacle, placed it upstairs in a cold, unheated attic, and then installed the family in the chapel to sleep. When his Dominican brothers expressed shock at such irreverence toward the Blessed Sacrament, the Abbe Pierre replied, "Jesus Christ is not cold in the Eucharist, but he is cold in the body of a little child." Brennan says, "Every time we come together to celebrate the Eucharist, we readily believe that at the words of consecration, Jesus Christ is really and truly present in the bread. Why do we believe that? Because he said it, 'This is my body.' But he also said that he's present in those around us. What you did for those in need, what you did to the very least of your brothers and sisters, that's what you did to me. And that's how much you loved me. Why don't we believe that?" Brennan asks. He says, "Mother Teresa expressed so powerfully by her life and her words how she saw the world and Christ in it, saying, 'In the Eucharist I see Christ in the appearance of the bread,' she wrote. 'In the slums I see Christ in the distressing disguise of the poor. The Eucharist and the poor are but one love for me.'" Finally, he says, "Right now the Lord is in the person next to you, in front of you, behind you. When you go home tonight and open the door of your home, the Lord will be present in each person there. Sometimes he's buried there, sometimes he's bound hand and foot there, but he's there. And you and I, my friend, have been given the gift of faith to detect his presence there, and the Holy Spirit has been poured out into the hearts that we might love him there, because the meaning of our religion is love." And closing prayer, Lord Jesus, Savior, servant, help us to dream again. Rekindle in our hearts that fire of the disciple who sees his calling everywhere, hears your invitation everywhere, reaches out to your children in great need everywhere. We really do want to live your life in ours, to serve, to care, to give, to sing your song for your glory and pleasure. Amen.
Well, our men and women in blue, our police forces, they do a phenomenal job, but they can't be everywhere, right? And so in China, they are coming up with a new method to enforce some traffic rules.
Yeah, a new traffic officer named Intelligence Police Unit R001 is on the job.
Very creative name. So this is in China in a province I can't quite pronounce, but the humanoid robot stands at a busy intersection advising cyclists to stay in non-motorized lanes.
So dressed in a police uniform, reflective vest, and white cap, the robot has become quite popular among residents who often stop to take photos.
I wonder if that is a traffic violation in and of itself. The AI-enabled police robot works alongside human officers, utilizing the city's traffic signal system to synchronize its commands with changing lights. Huh.
Equipped with high-definition cameras and an intelligent voice broadcasting system, it identifies traffic violations and provides real-time warnings to cyclists and pedestrians.
So do they still want to take a selfie with it after it tickets them?
Probably not. Yeah, so be careful about what you come up with. It may create some other problems you weren't in. Unintended consequences sometimes.
It's Tuesday Trivia on the Whip Wake Up Show, 715-723-2555. To call and answer our question, your chance to win two different prizes. We have a great album from The Afters, Fear No More. It was so wonderful having them at OneFest 2025. Looking forward to OneFest 2026. It'll be a lot warmer than now. But we have their album, Fear No More, from The Afters, plus a wonderful book from Laura Story called So Long Normal, Living and Loving the Free Fall of Faith. So a Laura Story book, a CD from The Afters, yours if you can answer this question at 715-723-2555. Over 200,000 people are injured by what each year? Over 200,000 people are injured by this each year. It's another injury question. Last time, our very first caller got it. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing if we can redeem ourselves a little bit, if it's going to last longer than that. But you never know. Maybe you're going to outsmart us again. But over 200,000 people are injured by this each year. 715-723-2555.
Yeah, there you go. Last week, it was a seventh grader in Augusta. His dad gave him the answer, and he's like, take that to the bank. So he's going to the movies. From Mike on, two prizes for you today. You could get it with the first call, 723-2555, 723-2555. Over 200,000 people a year injured by what?
What could it be? 715-723-2555 for the album from The Afters, Fear No More, and a wonderful book from Laura Story as well. 723-2555, no penalty for wrong guesses. So be the first on this chilly Tuesday morning to give us your guess. Unfreeze that brain, 715-723-2555. Over 200,000 people injured by what each year? Injured by this. Over 200,000 people, 715-723-2555.
Well, apparently people not inspired by the fact that, was it Merrick, got the answer right a week ago because, there we go. We got our first call of this very cold 10 below morning. That temperature just not budging. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Will from Hillsdale.
Hey, Will, thanks for giving us a call.
You bet. Is it a stapler?
Is it a stapler? Over 200,000 people injured by staplers each year. Is it?
They can be kind of dangerous, but that's not what we're looking for.
I sometimes wonder if that could be even more because, staplers, maybe it's just my clumsiness.
723-2555. Jump on in. Will started us off, 723-2555. We're going to go deeper into the call bank than we did a week ago.
Over 200,000 people are injured by what each year? And again, as long as you've got one from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call in, 715-723-2555. What injures over 200,000 people each year?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Scott from Chippewa.
Hey, Scott from Chippewa. What do you think?
Changing a light bulb.
Changing a light bulb.
Okay.
Could slip on a step stool or something like that, or electrical shock.
That is not what we're looking for. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Scott. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Now we're starting to hum. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Wisconsin.
Okay.
And what's your name?
Deanna.
All right, what do you think?
Hippo.
A hippo. Over 200,000 people injured by a hippo each year.
Isn't there a Christmas song about hippos?
I hear that hippos are hungry.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, that is not what we're looking for. Sorry, I'm just curious, what city are you calling from? Do you know? Huddling.
Menominee.
Okay.
Menominee is a good city. Thanks for calling from Menominee. Call us back, honey.
We're doing the Chi-High Menominee basketball game on WOGO tonight. Three more calls this morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Maryland, Wisconsin.
From Maryland. Okay, what's your guess?
Snowblowers.
Snowblowers.
Yeah, there you go. Possible injuries with that. That's a great guess. It's that time of the year, but that is not what we're looking for.
Be careful while you're clearing that snow, but they are super handy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice to have. And envious if you don't. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bennett from Augusta.
All right, Bennett, what do you think?
Is it falling in the shower?
Falling in the shower. Slips and falls in the shower.
All right, yeah, that's a good guess. Is that it? Not what we're looking for.
Good to hear from Augusta. We could have got two winners in a row from Augusta. Maybe we still will.
I was wondering if he was related. Hi, you're the last caller this go-around. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jeannie from Fall Creek.
Hey, Jeannie, good to hear from you. What do you think?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to say from your razor.
From your razor.
Oh, yeah. Certainly cut yourself shaving. That
Nicks
happens.
And cuts.
Caleb, is that it what happens. We're looking for?
It is not. Jeannie, right. Thank you. Over 200,000 people injured by this, by what each year? We'll give you another shot coming up after 8:15. Tuesday trivia, try number two here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family. Two prizes for you. Fear No More from The After's Josh Havens. Their lead singer is from Osseo, so hailing right from the WIB listening area. And also, we have a wonderful book from author and musician and songwriter Laura Story. And we have a caller already on the line, Halvo, as we're working on this question. Over 200,000 people are injured by what each year? And Luke from Hickson thinks he knows.
Hey, Luke, what do you think?
Is it a ladder?
Is it a ladder? That was our correct answer last week. Is it possible we did the same thing twice in a row just to really try to throw everybody off the scent?
It's not. Thanks.
It's not. Thank you. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, from Augusta.
Hi. What's your guess?
Fireworks.
Oh, that's a great guess.
It's a very good guess. Over 200,000 people injured by fireworks each year.
That's not the correct answer.
Thank you, though. 715-723-2555. What injures over 200,000 people per year?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. You're on the air for Tuesday Trivia.
Maybe they froze.
I mean, that's
it is seven
highly
below.
Likely.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Kendra from Winter.
Hi, Kendra. It is winter for sure.
It is winter. My first guess, it might have been guessed already, is slipping on the ice.
Slipping on the ice. What I like about Kendra, who's a frequent participant here, is she says her first guess, because she's got one in her back pocket
that
already ready to go in case this isn't it.
You are a Girl Scout. All right.
Is it slipping on the ice, though?
It is not slipping on the ice.
All right, Kendra, call us back with your second guess. Over 200,000 people injured by what each year?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Chippewa.
All right, Jan, what do you think?
Animals.
Animals.
Oh, that's a great guess, too.
Bites and scratches.
Oh,
boy, I was going to say stuffed or alive. But bites and scratches probably would have to be alive. Yeah,
I got to tell you what, that is not the correct answer, and it may be more than that, actually, when you think about it. Right?
So animal bites and scratches, we'll put that down.
But we love our animals, but yeah. So, all right, keep those guesses
coming.
Thank you, Jen. At 723-2555, the Laura Story book and the After's Fear No More CD. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Desmond from Altoona.
Hi, Desmond. Great to hear from you. What do you think, friend?
Is it... like power tools, like chainsaws and stuff.
Another
chainsaws.
Boy, we are covering the full gamut here.
And a lot of these, it kind of makes me wince. It's like, oh man, don't want to get injured by a chainsaw, but I know it happens. Be careful.
Be it for Desmond. That's not it, buddy. Thank you.
715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Wait. Somebody's like a snowman is calling or something.
I guess.
All right, we'll take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Kendra from Winter again.
All right, you got back through.
Okay, I'm going to guess falling down the stairs.
Falling down the stairs.
Boy, this is going to be like a warning thing for life.
I have fallen both up and downstairs. Fun fact.
Be careful. Escalators are dangerous, too. That is not what we're looking for. Thank you.
Thank you, Kendra. Over 200,000 people injured by this. Injured by what each year? Two more guesses.
Be careful out there. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Addie.
Hi, Addie.
Where are you from, Addie? Addie from Augusta.
Okay. What's your guess?
Ready.
Sledding.
Sledding.
Oh, that's a great guess, too, right?
It could certainly happen. Maybe you take the jump and things go a little cattywampus.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure. But that is not what we're looking for. Thank you, Addie.
Good to hear from Augusta. 715-723-2555. That's where we got a winner from last week. Over 200,000 people injured by this. By what each year?
Last guess. What's your, this time around, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Beth Deitch from Eau Claire.
All right, Beth, first call of the day from you. What do you think?
I am wondering, has anybody said takeout coffee?
Takeout coffee? Yeah, that burned by that coffee.
Yeah, that's no one guess. Said that yet. Is that it, Beth?
Sorry, Beth.
It's not. All right, we'll try again. After 8:45, another shot at Tuesday Trivia to win the album Fear No More from the Afters and this wonderful book from Laura Story as well. Tuesday Trivia, try number 3 here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family. Call 715-723-2555. Over 200,000 people are injured by what each year? That's the question we're working on. Over 200,000 people injured by what each year? For you, if you get this correct, we have not one but two prizes. An album from the Afters called Fear No More. Of course, Josh Havens from the Afters hails from Osseo. Also, we have So Long Normal, Living and Loving the Free Fall of Faith, a wonderful book from author, singer-songwriter Laura Story. So a book and a CD yours if you can answer this. Over 200,000 people are injured by what? By this each year at 715-723-2555.
We've had a lot of great guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hattie.
Hi, you've got another guess for us. What do you think?
Falling from a tree.
Falling from a tree? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember climbing a lot of trees as a kid and thankfully didn't take a lot of falls, but certainly could happen.
What a cool thing about kids and climbing trees, but the injury's not so nice. Could that be it? Sorry.
Good Thank guess. You. Thank you.
All right, nobody else calling. So 723-2555. Keep it coming here on the WIB Wake Up Show. More than 200,000 of people a year injured by what? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Kendra from Winter again.
All right, Kendra, fire it up. What do you think?
I'm going to say slamming your hand in the car door.
Hand in the car. I've done it.
Yeah.
Done it.
Boy, yikes. Be careful. You don't want that to happen. Could that be it? Sorry.
Thank you, Kendra. 715-723-2555. Over 200,000 people injured by this each year.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry calling from Osseo.
Sherry, good to hear from you in Osseo. What do you think today?
Did somebody guess stepping on a Lego?
Has anyone guessed stepping on a Lego? Looking? Nope, they have not.
That is a painful, just irritating and annoying, if not injurious. That's not what we're looking for. Thanks.
Thank you, Sherry. Over 200,000 people injured by what each year, including this year, I would assume.
Yep. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mark, it's Jody Wellscoff, Aliva.
Hi, Jody.
My boyfriend is a pharmacist. He goes into nursing homes, and he says three things land people there. Ladders, it's been guessed. little dogs, it's been guessed. The other thing is throw rugs. People throw trip rug. On their throw rugs.
Huh.
Ooh.
Well, I think you've scientifically, just kind of almost figured this out like you're Nancy Drew or something.
I know.
Could that be it? It's not.
Not tripping on throw rugs. Over 200,000 people injured by what each year? Again, doesn't mean that it's not 200,000 or more people getting injured by throw rugs, but not it.
What a breakdown. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hattie.
All right, Hattie, what do you think?
Jumping on a trampoline.
Yeah. I'm rooting for you, Hattie. Is it jumping on a trampoline?
Every time we get injury questions, that one does make its way into the answers. That is not what we're looking for.
Thank you for the call, 715-723-2555.
We'll take three more here. Otherwise, it moves on to a Win It Wednesday after 7:15 tomorrow morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Melissa from Osseo.
All right, Melissa.
I don't know what's been guessed so far, but I'm going to guess slipping on ice.
Slipping on ice has been guessed. So do you have a backup, Melissa?
Misstepping on a step.
Okay. Misstepping on a step.
Boy, I did that at the Pablo Center on Sunday.
It hurts. Turn an ankle?
I was coming down the back, just this big stream of people, and I thought I was at the bottom, and I wasn't. And it was embarrassing because I fell by the people. Could that be what we're looking for today? It's not.
Thank you. Two guesses left on a Tuesday trivia.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Diane from Downsville.
All right. Double D, what do you think?
I'm going to say toothbrush.
Toothbrush. You can...
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need a description from Caleb about all the ways you actually... But yeah, that's legit.
And that might have been an answer for a past question, but it's not for this one. Thank you. We'll take one more guess here. Otherwise, it's Win It Wednesday. We'll move on with this question. More than 200,000 people a year injured by what? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Kendra, with one more guess.
All right, Kendra, you're going to close this out.
Okay, I'm going to say shoveling snow.
Shoveling snow could throw a back out. Oh, yeah. Actually, heart attacks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boy, it's kind of dark.
It really is.
That is not it. Thank you.
Over 200,000 people injured by what? By this each year. Mull on it. Talk over it at the lunch table or dinner table. Sleep on it. And we'll give you another shot coming up tomorrow morning on a Win It Wednesday.
Talk to your doctor and pharmacist friends. I don't know. We've checked all of Jody's boxes. What else could it be?
What could it be indeed? Maybe we'll find out tomorrow.